It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All eyes were on Georgia Tuesday night, waiting for the results of a special election to fill the seat vacated by Tom Price's move to become Secretary of Health and Human Services. In the red district seat previously held by Newt Gingrich for 20 years, 30-year-old first-time candidate Democrat John Ossoff needed to get 50% plus one vote to avoid a June runoff. With huge grassroots effort, he garnered 48.1%, an almost 30-point margin over the second-place finisher, Republican Karen Handel, who got only 19.8%.
We have defied the odds. We have shattered expectations. And your voices are going to ring out across this state and across this country. We will be ready to fight on and win in June. And there is no amount of dark money, super PAC, negative advertising that can overcome real grassroots energy like this. So bring it on. Because we are courageous. We are humble. And we know how to fight.
The Apprentice incident was heavily invested in the race. He even recorded a robocall.
Only you can stop the super liberal Democrats and Nancy Pelosi's group, and in particular, John Ossoff. If you don't vote tomorrow, Ossoff will raise your taxes, destroy your health care, and flood our country with illegal immigrants.
And believe it or not, he called this a big win, tweeting shortly after midnight, despite major outside money, fake media support, and 11 Republican candidates, big R win with runoff in Georgia. Glad to be of help.
Wrong.
Well, I guess it makes sense in Dump's hometown of opposite world.
Facts no longer matter. Reality is now fiction. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, opposite world.
Just last week, the orange one showed he doesn't understand the meaning of... After bitching about the Obama administration telegraphing military moves, he telegraphed military moves.
I don't want to talk about it. We are sending an armada. Very powerful. We have submarines. Very powerful. Far more powerful than the aircraft carrier, that I can tell you.
Except he got that wrong, too.
The U.S. aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, which was supposedly headed to the Korean Peninsula, has actually been sailing in the opposite direction. Senior defense officials have blamed a communication mishap between the Pentagon and the White House regarding the incorrect statement that the carrier was sailing toward the East Sea.
Wrong.
Well, at least we know our not-so-dear leader knows who's in charge in North Korea, right?
I hope there's going to be peace, but, you know, they've been talking with this gentleman for a long time. You read Clinton's book, he said, oh, we made such a great peace deal and it was a joke. You look at different things over the years with President Obama. They've all been outplayed by this gentleman and we'll see what happens. But I just don't telegraph my move.
Wrong.
Again, first of all, it was Dear Leader Sr. Kim Jong-il who negotiated with Clinton, not his son, Kim Jong-un, and neither of whom could be described as a gentleman. But at least Dump understands the difference between a democratically elected president and a despot, like in Turkey, right?
Outside observers suspect a rigged election, and that this was more about Erdogan gaining power than improving Turkey's political system. Only Western leader to call Erdogan and congratulate him, Donald Trump. No mention of concerns observers have that ballots were manipulated or illegally counted, that there was intimidation, that the election happened during a state of emergency after last year's coup attempt, during which Erdogan's government fired or suspended more than 100,000 people, including teachers and journalists, jailed tens of thousands of others. Today, a Trump administration official tells CNN the president is aware of all of that. Zero European leaders joined Trump in contacting Erdogan. Others who did congratulate him include Hamas, Qatar, and Bahrain.
In this case, though, there were ulterior motives, as this December 2015 interview with Steve Bannon, then still at Breitbart, proved.
What do you do with Turkey? Is Turkey a reliable partner? I know they're a NATO ally. Are they a reliable partner?
Well, I have a little conflict of interest because I have a major, major building in Istanbul, and it's a tremendously successful job. It's called Trump Towers, two towers. It's instead of one, not the usual one. It's two. And I've gotten to know Turkey very well, and they're amazing people. They're incredible people. They have a strong leader.
And finally, despite his claim that he has a heart,
they shouldn't be very worried. I do have a big heart. We're going to take care of everybody. We're going to have a very strong border. We're going to have a very solid border. Where you have great people that are here that have done a good job, they should be far less worried.
We learned that the first Dreamer has indeed been deported. USA Today is reporting that shortly after that statement, immigration agents approached 23-year-old Manuel Montes while he was waiting for a ride in California. 3 hours later, he was in Mexico, a country he had not lived in since he was 9 years old.
If I only had a heart.
If you appreciate these What's News segments, I hope you'll consider a donation. We are 100% listener supported, so please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate and help us out.